Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner, and I am the host for your show today. Today is Monday, May 10th, 2015, and we are live from the Library Hotel, a.k.a. Bookmarks Lounge. The address is 299 Madison Avenue in Manhattan, New York. Time Out magazine says that the Bookmark Lounge, like a scribe in the airy glass wall greenhouse, or the 14th floor of the Library Hotel, where leather stools and small bar tables are tucked between spiky shrubs and model-thin trees with leaves as big as your head. On the flower-laden terrace, you can sip literature bean cocktails. So if you want to check out more about this particular location, and it's Mother's Day weekend, I thought it was the optimal place to go. I have my attire appropriated for the occasion. I purchased last week a orange Invest in Your Library themed T-shirt, and I also brought my New York Public Library tote to the Library Hotel, which is in conjunction with the library system, and it's on the something like the Walk of Fame for the library, which has you know, different quotes and depictions from different books on these particular plaques in the sidewalk, so you can actually leave here and go straight to the library. It's an excellent recommendation if you come to Manhattan and you're going to any of the performing arts programs, the lectures, or if you're taking in a theater show at the main library. This is an excellent and ideal location for your family to stay. So the website is www.libraryhotel.com. And I'm here on the rooftop because rooftop is one of the excellent, like trendy programming that they're doing in Time Out magazine. So it says Time Out New York, and it says roof, yet roof, there it is. Like hoop, there it is, whoop, there it is. It's like roof, there it is. And so this was a recommendation of the Library Hotel from this particular magazine. So it says, flee the screaming sidewalks of the absolute best thing to do in the city is the rooftop. So there are many and plenty of rooftop hotels, but this one was most appropriated for the family. And even though it's a rooftop bar, so this show is rated PG-13, even though it's a rooftop bar type setting with literature-themed drinks, some of them are mostly cocktails. You might can get some virgin cocktails, but they are you know, adult-friendly for those that need to be 21 and over. So they have a outdoor setting where, like it says, leaves in grass and flowery type arrangements and trees. And then there's these finials, like they're like almost like asparagus type finials. And then it's a thick like concrete type setting. It's very nice. And then they have you know, like an indoor setting, which is almost like an atrium. It's a small atrium. It has like green, lime green type like velvety chairs and stools and tables. It's very plush. And then they have another setting, a bar right in the middle. And then on the other side, they have almost like a smoke room, but it's more or less like a study room where you can possibly read. It looks like a study. So also included in my Mother's Day weekend, I went to the Bruno Walters Auditorium of the Library for the Performing Arts, and I went to see the Silent Clowns film series, which was entitled Rocking the Roach Wave 2, and you can go to www.silentclowns.com to learn more about it. It was all about a similar to Larry, Curly, and Moe at the Three Stooges. It was like the Little Rascals. They were running around. They were riding on top of pianos in the middle of the street. They were, you know, fighting. They were, you know, just having a wonderful time. It was something like Edgar Allan Poe. They did, you know, look at, like they were dressed in his costumes, had on his type mustache, and there were a lot of white face, you know, people in there. And the titles were The Sleuth, Sold at Auction, Sitting Pretty, The Old War Horse, The Caretaker's Daughter, and What Woman Did for Me. So I did enjoy that at the theater also on yesterday. Also today, as a part of the library-themed Mother's Day, I went to Bryant Park, which is another part of the library, the New York Public Library system, and it's at Fifth Avenue, the terrace, and they have the fountain, the 40th Street Plaza, the upper terrace, and the 42nd Street Plaza. They have a carousel, games and chess, the greens, putting greens. They also have tables and ping pong, the reading room, Bryant Stage, Arts carts, and they have the Bryant Park Grill. They have the Bryant Park Cafe. There's also a Southwest porch associated with the airline, and there's also different places to eat, including breads and bakeries. It's also accessible by the subway, and they have everything you need to know at www.bryantpark.org. So you can also go there. So I did have a chance to check that out today. I walked through. I took some pictures. We'll load some pictures on the website at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Adiria Parenting, and then we'll put the pictures there. I want to tell you a little bit of history about the park. It says, the blurb here says, from Bryant Park says, a celebrated public space for over 100 years, Bryant Park was once the site of the 1853 Crystal Palace, one of the city's major tourist attractions. In 1932, a replica of Federal Hall was built on the grounds to celebrate Washington's bicentennial. And by the 1970s, though, the park had fallen into disrepair and neglect. In 1980, the Bryant Park Restoration Corporation, now Bryant Park Corporation, was formed to reclaim the park for the citizens of New York. So they also have monuments there. To scroll through the park, revealed 8 monuments. They also have horticulture all throughout the park. There's the lawns to sit on. They have chat and scroll and read. Bryant Park is a great place to stretch out and relax. They have public tours, luminaries. They have the grill, like we said before, food kiosk, and there are all types of HBO Bryant Park Summer Film Festivals. That starts June 22nd through August 24th. There's Broadway in Bryant Park, presented by 106.7 Light FM. There's musical chairs, the games and everything, bingo, square dancing, and they have all type of souvenirs, again, that you can go to www.shop.bryantpark.org. On the rooftop, and I'm reading, as a part of my library theme, I'm reading Dead Women Talking, Figures of Injustice in American Literature by Brian Norman. And that's like my theme for this particular Mother's Day. I hope you'll get a chance to go out to some of these places if you're ever in New York City. If you're taking care of your family, find out family-friendly locations. Check them out early. Ask for times and details for the family-oriented programming. This is started at 4, so I'm here about 4, and I'm going to leave in just a bit. I'm going to grab a sirloin burger from the Times Square McDonald's, because that's the new promo, and I always encourage everyone to get promos. I spoke to Markel this morning. He wished me a happy Mother's Day. For some reason, though, he forgot to go out and get my gift, but he said he'll catch up with that. He didn't get to the mall this weekend, but he'll catch up with that later. So as soon as I get that, we'll have a chance to post that in our next Jeria of Jewels 4, and that way you'll be able to look at our books, Jewels 1, Ethereal Jewels 1, 2, 3, and then we'll collect and do 4. So that's our time for this show. Until next time, thank you.